Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm Jay Flynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 106 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In previous podcasts, I've talked about the importance of always assessing the way you hit shots and being open to experimenting as a way of adding variety and versatility to your game. In this podcast, I'd like to extend the discussion a bit and talk about some basic ways to experiment, to take a step back, to look at your form and technique, and perhaps even consider tweaking certain aspects of your mechanics to optimize them for your unique set of physical attributes. Put simply, to try new things when it comes to your game. Now, aside from the benefit of expanding the variety and versatility of your game, experimentation can go a long way to enabling you to gain a stronger understanding, better feel for, and ultimately mastery of your shots. In podcast episode number 30, for example, I talked about finding the right grip setup for you when it comes to your serve. I talked about serving with different grips, continental, eastern forehand, or eastern backhand, along with either a hammer or a trigger. When it comes to the serve, most people are instructed to use the continental grip. It's the way the serve has always been taught for the most part. Now, folks, every player has a unique set of physical attributes and abilities. Some are taller, some are more athletic, some are stronger, some are faster, some are more flexible, and so on. Thus, there isn't a steadfast rule that states the continental grip is the correct grip to use for serving. I always tell players I work with that what is recommended is simply a starting point. Ultimately, each player has to find what is best suited to his or her physical attributes and abilities. Now, this, of course, applies to pretty much everything, not just for the grip setup on your serves. You can also experiment with the angle of your swing path or the swing speed to hit certain shots. In fact, varying swing path and swing speed is a topic I'll talk about in a future podcast. Now, an example of yet another way to experiment that I will discuss in detail in this podcast is varying the firmness of your wrist at point of contact when hitting a backhand slice or chip. Now, every player hits the backhand slice or chip a little differently as it relates to the firmness of the wrist. Some players hit the backhand with a very soft wrist, while others hit with a very solid or firm wrist. Because physical attributes vary from player to player, there isn't just one or a so-called right way to hit the shot. It comes down to what is right for you. Now, one of the backhand slice drills I put players through is for them to hit their slice and vary only the firmness of the wrist at point of contact. In other words, everything else about the way the player hits that shot should be and appear exactly the same as they always hit it. The preparation, the setup, the racket speed going through the hitting zone, the only variable being the firmness of the wrist at contact. So, for example, let's say that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being an extremely firm wrist, player A typically hits the backhand slice with a firmness of 3. I'll then have that player hit a few slices with a wrist firmness of, say, 9 or 10. And again, having them keep everything else about the way they hit that shot exactly the same. Then they'll hit a few of their normal slices and then switch back to hitting with the high wrist firmness and so on. And we'll continue to alternate for several more reps. Now, what this does is it provides the player with the ability to compare their normal stock shot versus that of the experimenting shot. The player benefits enormously from the instant tactile, visual, and intellectual feedback provided by these drills. You know, over the years, this drill and others similar to it have enabled many of the players I've worked with to effectively expand their variety and arsenal of shots, or at the very least, improve the quality and consistency of those shots, ultimately helping the player master the shot as well as variations of that shot. Folks, the bottom line is, while it is invaluable for players to go through these type of drills when they are experimenting and trying to find new ways to help them develop a better understanding of and feel for a particular shot, it is absolutely imperative for a player to want to experiment and try new things to begin with. Otherwise, it is unlikely to be productive and yield the desired results. Expanding your skill set in any way, shape, or form requires more than simply pushing against the proverbial sides of the box. It demands that you push through and get outside of the box. Always try new things. Experiment to expand your skill set. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.